The purpose of this course is to cover the normal anatomy and physiology of the kidneys. The kidneys can be affected by acute or chronic diseases, which will also be covered in this course. Common diseases affecting the kidneys are discussed and typically seen by primary care practitioners and specialists in nephrology or nephrologists. There are many rarer diseases of the kidneys that may be encountered by nephrologists and are also covered in detail as part of this course. Chapter 1 of the course is a discussion of the anatomy and physiology of the kidneys, which are essential organs in the normal human body. They are paired retroperitoneal structures that have hormonal functions, act in the process of gluconeogenesis, and are responsible for the filtration and reabsorption of metabolic products, as well as sugars, salts, and water. These topics are all covered as responsibilities of the normal kidneys in this first chapter. The topic of Chapter 2 of the course is diagnostics and imaging in the study of nephrology. It is through blood tests, urine tests, and imaging studies of the kidneys that nephrologists identify kidney disease. When required, the main invasive test of the kidneys is the kidney biopsy, which will also be covered in this chapter. The kidney disease called renal tubular acidosis is the topic of Chapter 3. There are several types of renal tubular acidosis, or RTA, some of which directly result from an inability of the kidneys to adequately acidify the urine, causing a buildup of acids in the body. There are systemic effects of acidic blood and multiple underlying etiologies behind developing the disorder, which will be covered in this chapter. The focus of Chapter 4 is a discussion of the incidence, course, and treatment of acute and chronic glomerulonephritis, or GN. These diseases are primarily seen by nephrologists, but can be seen by the primary care doctor. Both types of this disease have different etiologies and different treatments. These will be discussed as part of the chapter. Nephrotic syndrome is the topic of Chapter 5. It is defined as any kidney disorder that results in the loss of more than 3 grams of protein per day or the presence of 2 grams of protein per gram of urine creatinine on a spot urinalysis. There are several diseases that can cause nephrotic syndrome, including minimal change disease, membranous glomerulonephritis, and focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Each of these is discussed along with the management of this challenging renal condition. Chapter 6 covers the topic of acute kidney injury, or AKI, previously known as acute renal failure. It involves a sudden decline in renal function secondary to an acute injury to the kidney parenchyma. There are a number of causes of acute kidney injury, including pre-renal causes of renal insufficiency, intrinsic renal causes, and post-renal causes of AKI. All of these are discussed in this chapter. Chapter 7 involves a discussion of chronic kidney disease, or CKD, which is also referred to as chronic renal failure, or CRF. It is actually a gradation of kidney dysfunction, which begins as a mild disease and eventually progresses to involve severe kidney failure and end-stage renal disease, or ESRD. This is a worldwide health problem, which has several common causes. Many patients are treated conservatively until they require therapy in the form of kidney dialysis or transplant. The focus of Chapter 8 is acute pyelonephritis, which is a serious organ-threatening and occasional life-threatening infection of the kidneys. It commonly begins as an infection of the bladder with enteric organisms that becomes an infection of one or both kidneys. The infection is almost always bacterial in nature and may occasionally be a blood-borne infection from a source other than the bladder. A major complication of this disorder is abscess formation. Kidney stone disease or nephrolithiasis is discussed in Chapter 9. It also covers the related diagnosis of ureterolithiasis, as these two disorders can occur together. Most kidney stones are calcium-containing stones. However, there are other types of stones that don't contain calcium. Stone disease primarily causes flank or groin pain, but can have other symptoms, such as hematuria. The pathophysiology of nephrolithiasis will be covered in this chapter. Chapter 10 of the course covers the condition of polycystic kidney disease, or autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, or ADPKD. This is an autosomal dominant inherited disease that causes multiple cysts to develop in the kidney and occasionally the liver, spleen, or pancreas. The disease is associated with high risk of end-stage renal disease, with up to half of all patients requiring some type of renal transplant by the age of 60 years.